All right, it's a snowy morning. I'm kind of surprised that our old friend has made her way up here this morning. Let's open the door to the studio and welcome Georgia's old swim coach, Marge Schwimdiddler.
Schwimdiddler.
Sorry,
get
Marge.
Get it right, fool.
Sorry.
Hi, George.
Hey, Marge. There you go. Park
what
it
happened
right there.
To my chair? It doesn't seem to sound the same. It's really bad out there, guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I recommend that if you're in a motorized wheelchair, not to get on the highway.
You shouldn't be on the highway in any condition.
I locked him up on the high five this morning.
Oh, no.
I did. I hit a patch of ice.
Uh-huh.
And my chair skidded about 1,700 yards at 70 miles an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
Until I came to rest spread eagle on the hood of a RAV4.
You have a speedometer on that thing?
I was in Richardson before I finally stopped moving.
Oh, no.
It was so humiliating.
Well, I'm glad you're okay.
Because I'd failed to wear clean underwear.
Oh, dear.
This morning. Oh. So just be careful out there, folks.
Good
there
tip.
You go.
If you don't have to be out, I recommend that you don't be out there.
There you go. Another good tip.
Also, steer into the direction of the skid.
That's also sound advice. Yeah.
I just wanted to pass along my congratulations.
To who?
And my appreciation for you guys, because I went to Ticket Stock.
Oh, you did?
I did.
I didn't see you.
And I was so proud of you, Georgie.
For what?
First of all, you were my favorite student of all time when I used to teach you how to swim.
I don't remember that. I don't think you did.
In the Brazos.
Oh, no.
I thought this was up in Chicago that she taught you.
I don't know.
Yes, you were my favorite student then, and I have to say, no offense to the other Ticket Stock guys, but mm-hmm. you were my favorite at the time, Wasters.
Oh, well, that's
I was
nice.
So proud of you. You got up there and you sang all those beautiful songs.
Beautiful? I don't know. They were beautiful.
Because I had a hard time seeing you because they parked me back in the handicapable section.
Oh, you should have been right up front.
When everyone stood up, old Marge was SOL. You didn't tell me Donovan was black.
Well, you never asked, I guess. I don't know.
You never confided in me.
Well,
he's so handsome.
Isn't he?
Donovan's so handsome.
Oh, yeah.
And so talented.
Oh, Marge, are you
sorry,
okay?
I'm having a problem. It's a new bag.
Oh.
Doesn't fit right. Oh. I bet you guys are wondering, why only one arm?
It did cross my mind. Uh-huh. Yes.
Funny story.
Funny?
I was trying to get across the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge during rush hour recently.
Darn bridge.
Well, the old chair isn't as fast as it used to be, so I was going 2 and a 45.
Two?
Yes. And a big Ford F-350 plowed over me doing about 78.
Oh, no.
I was knocked forward out of my chair, and I went sailing into the air, and I hit my head on top of the arch of the bridge that they have.
That's quite
200 feet in the air.
And I got hung up in the cables before I fell back down.
Jeez.
Oddly enough, landing perfectly in my still going chair.
Wow, what a trick.
It was then I noticed that the F-350 was labeled Thunder Truck.
That's the Channel 5 weather vehicle.
And Finn Frock was flipping me off outside the driver's side window. But right at that moment, when Finfrock and I locked eyes in the large side view mirror, an Amtrak train hit me at full speed. Oh God.
I don't think
on the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge?
Yes, and I went tumbling head over prosthetic feet into the Trinity River bottoms.
You make up
and it was
stories.
There when I ran into trouble.
There.
I couldn't move my hips too well or anything above or below them.
Gosh.
So on about the third day, I decided I should go and get some help.
Uh-huh.
Because my cell phone had landed in an abandoned sausage grinder about 10 feet away.
Oh, that's
so
odd.
I was reaching for it.
Mm-hmm.
An abandoned
when
sausage
it happened,
grinder.
What
that's happened? When you lost your arm.
No, that's when I fell asleep. I lost my arm when I woke up and a coyote was gnawing it off.
No.
The one not in the sausage press.
So not the Thunder Truck. Not the fall.
Right.
Amtrak. Not the Amtrak.
These damn coyotes.
Not the
sausage press.
I wish
the mayor would do something about them. I have something special for you, George.
By the way, she has her other arm tucked under her jacket. She's not missing an arm.
Let me reach into my mesh basket under my chair here.
Fake story. She lies.
Look what I brought you, George. It's a certificate.
Oh, what does that say?
It reads, I, Marge Shimdidler, hereby award you, George Wayne Dunham, this hereby certificate of honor for appreciation.
Interesting.
That I have about you, your contribution to the musical efforts to the city of Irving, Texas, herein and forthwith referred to as Irving. And then I've signed it down here, and there's a gold thing that I did in marker right there, like a little star.
It's official, very
third
official.
Grader
and I want
it.
You to have it. It's not framed, and it's not exactly pretty.
Well, it's very
but
nice.
It's from the heart.
That's very
That's
nice.
Sweet.
And it's
Thank
yours.
You.
I had to print it at the public library with whatever paper they had on hand.
Oh, well, that's
so,
really nice, Marge.
Sorry
I
about the stains. I'm pretty sure that's a Nutella smear there. At
yeah,
least I choose to think that.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
That may be a little bit of me.
Yeah. Gosh, Marge.
Gross.
I'm sorry. But I love you, George.
Well, that's nice.
Sweet.
Oh. Happy birthday.
Yeah, it's not my birthday, but thank you.
Thank you, George. Bye.
All right, we'll see you, Marge.
Bye, Marge. Stay off the
there
Margaret
goes Marge.
Hill Bridge.
Oh, she's backing up there. Uh-oh. There she goes. Out the door. All right.